Wisconsin State Senate took up several key pieces of legislation at the state capitol in Madison yesterday.
Lake Effect Susan Bentz followed a couple of them, one to ease restrictions for sulfide mining, the other to eliminate a requirement that a child must be at least 10 years old to participate in Wisconsin's hunting mentorship program. Susan reports on how the Senate vote fell.
Senators took on myriad bills throughout the day and evening on Tuesday, including a number of proposals dealing with the state's natural resources. Along the way, the Republican-heavy body glided through a measure that loosens wetland restoration requirements for public utilities. And in a rare bipartisan moment, the Senate unanimously passed a bill that would allow farmers to grow industrial hemp through a licensing program. But there was zero harmony when it came to a bill that eases requirements for mining sulfides, elements such as copper and zinc. Senator John Erpenbach tried his hand at striking a bipartisan chord. The Democrat from Middleton reminded colleagues of a bill approved 20 years ago that the new sulfide bill would replace. The statute is often called the Prove It First Law because it mandates that companies prove they won't cause environmental damage before setting up a new mine.
What happened in 97... was an extremely proud moment for the Wisconsin State Legislature and the governor of Wisconsin at the time. You don't get that strong of a vote on that tough of an issue unless everybody at the time, Democrats and Republicans alike, including Governor Thompson, felt that way. That was historic what happened back in 97. Historic. And here we are today, thinking we know better because the mining companies have told us that, well, new technology, don't worry about it. It isn't good enough. It's not a good enough reason to change the law.
But Erpenbach's concerns and those raised by a string of Democratic senators were met with silence from Republicans. The bill's proponents, notably lead advocate Senator Tom Tiffany, favor changing the law because they insist it will preserve core environmental protections while creating much-needed jobs in northern Wisconsin. Another natural resources measure that captured its share of attention was a special hunting bill. It would eliminate the minimum age requirement for hunters. Children, including those under age 10, would be able to hunt with adult supervision. Republican Senator Terry Moulton of Chippewa Falls urged Democrats to approve the measure.
What would be wrong with allowing a 5, 8, 9-year-old to hunt with a mentor under supervision? This bill simply allows Wisconsin to align our law with 34 other states, including all of our neighbors around us. If this bill passed the assembly in a bipartisan fashion, and I would hope that we could do the same here.
Several Democratic senators queued up to speak out against the proposal. Dave Hansen of Green Bay says his concern was shaped by a fatal shooting of a young boy back in 2005.
A 12-year-old boy accidentally shot and killed, I believe, a 14-year-old cousin boy while deer hunting in Marinette County. The 12-year-old wasn't familiar with the shotgun he was using and apparently thought the safety was on, the DNR said in a news release. He was carrying the shotgun while walking with a group of people and was not even trying to shoot a deer at the time. At that time, 12 years ago, I promised that family I would never support any deer hunting below the age of 12 because of this incident that took that 14-year-old's life.
The Senate approved the bill to remove the minimum age requirement by a vote of 19 to 14. It already passed in the Assembly and will be sent off to Governor Walker. The legislature is attempting to move quickly through a number of proposals. Lawmakers' work on many bills was delayed this past summer and early fall because the legislature was focused on finalizing an overdue state budget, along with pushing through the $3 billion Foxconn incentives package. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
You can find more coverage of state government at WUWM.com.